Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Annie Mae Foltz got attention wherever she went in her small rural community. Aside from being tall and hard of hearing, she was about to do something hardly anyone heard of in the 1940s. Give birth to quadruplets. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Annie Mae Foltz dragged herself into the emergency room. She was hard of hearing and unable to speak, but it was clear she needed help. However, it was definitely not the kind she was about to get this time. Foltz's four girls were born healthy and instantly became famous, but the white doctor who delivered them wanted fame for himself. He named the girls and experimented on them, injecting the infants with dangerously high levels of vitamin C. But he wasn't done trying to play God with the Foltz family. He signed a baby formula endorsement deal with Pet Milk on Foltz's behalf. Pet Milk launched a campaign that convinced black mothers their formula was superior to breast milk and made record-breaking profits. Their mother, Annie Mae, remained in poverty. Eventually, the doctor took custody of the girls so he could continue benefiting from their fame. This set a precedent for black children to be taken from their families and portraying black mothers as unfit until, whether true or not. Associating bad parenting with black mothers is a false and dangerous narrative. We push back by fighting for access to quality medical care, creating lucrative employment opportunities for each other, and demanding safe, affordable child care for black women. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.